Now, Egyptian security forces have fired tear gas at dozens of university students outside their Cairo campus. The violence broke out when the students tried to reach the nearby Defense Ministry building. Dozens of students pelted security forces with rocks while some picked up tear gas canisters and threw them back. The students were demonstrating outside Ain Shams University in eastern Cairo as part of a widening protest movement at universities against military-backed government. With these actions, supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi have been keeping up the pressure on the authorities. Demonstrations have been held at Al-Azhar University and the University of Cairo in recent months. Meanwhile, Egypt's anti-coup alliance, led by the Muslim Brotherhood, says it will boycott the upcoming referendum on a new constitution. The alliance, which is made up of supporters of deposed President Mohamed Morsi, says it rejects any vote under military rule. The group has also pledged to organize a campaign against the vote. This comes as Egypt prepares for a referendum on the country's new constitution in mid-January. The vote will be the first measure of support for the military's ouster of Egypt's first democratically elected president. Let's speak to our correspondent, Karim Gamaluddin, who now joins us via Skype from Cairo. Karim, lots of protests being spearheaded by the youth in Egypt. Tell us a bit more about what we can expect in the coming days as this date for the referendum also looms large.
Yes, Kanis, the standoff continues between the anti-coup alliance led by the Muslim Brotherhood and the military-installed government as the security forces are continuing with their crackdown on the protesters who are defiant and despite the contentious protest law that has been newly signed by the military-backed President Adli Mansour and also the calls made by Amr Moussa the head of the committee that was tasked with amending the new national charter, called on the Muslim Brotherhood and on all sides to participate in the referendum. But the standoff continues as the anti-coup alliance has called for protests outside polling stations. And on the other hand, the security forces have deployed 200,000 soldiers and conscripts to secure the polling, the thousands of polling stations across the country. So many are fearful, Kanis, that another wave of violence is going to escalate in the country, which has already been suffering, according to many observers, from a chaotic situation and a deeply polarized Egypt. And according to some analysts, despite the writers of the Constitution praise it, but some analysts are saying that it enshrines the role of the military in Egypt's politics, and that it's also difficult to predict the outcome of such a referendum as it would take place in a deeply polarized Egypt. And the anti-coup alliance has called for massive nationwide protests on Tuesday to denounce the military leadership and the country's de facto ruler, General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, and also to denounce the constitutional referendum, as they deem this process as illegitimate and that it is inevitably going to be rigged by the military-installed government in favor of the what the military-installed government calls a democratic political roadmap that was announced following the ouster of Mohamed Morsi by the army on July 3rd. Yes, Kanis.
Okay, much left to be seen there in Egypt. Our correspondent, Karim Gamaluddin, reporting from Cairo there via Skype. Karim, thank you for updating us on the situation.